Hi, everybody. Well, another Monday. This is the Creation Lightship radio show, DBS Radio Station 1. And the day's date today is, this is our Healing Highway program today, so we'll see what we can come up with here. If we're in the slow lane or the fast lane on healing, so let's clear the date. So today is January 16th, 2017, if you're on that timeline. So here we go, our time date, I guess. Let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you can bring up your light being on your monitor now if it's not already up, and TV screens, wherever you may have them up, again, your cell phone. So here we go, energizing that light being or light beings to bring peace energy to you. Here we go. That takes you out of time. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I should correct that and say that you're out of time on the alien timeline. So time has stopped for you. The timeline is still running for everybody else, but for you it stopped. And if you have a situation, something going on in your life, a problem or whatever, that's help to clear that from you, that one particular timeline that you're thinking about. And you can only think of one thing at a time. That's the timeline that they're bringing you, presenting to you. Oh, it's like listening to a DVD or a record or something. You know, you hear the song going by, and you're only hearing that one particular song with certain words and instruments being played, and you don't hear anything else but that. That's the way the mind works. You're only focused on one thing. Oh, here we go. Although you can do multitasking, but typically when you think of a problem or something, you're zeroed in right on it. Here we go. Releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we'll bring up our co-host, Elizabeth. So are you ready to go, Elizabeth? Out of the prep room.
Yes.
Looking good on you?
Yes, Ron, I'm looking good and feeling good. I'm happy to be here with everybody, and I'd like to welcome you all to this Monday program. As Ron said, this is the Healing Highway, and we are live on BBS Radio Station 1. And Ron does a show many times a week, actually 4 times a week here on BBS, and he does a number of different healing conference calls. And all of the healings that we're discussing on the show tonight will be available at Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And that's where you will do all of the healings that we talk about on the show tonight. It's where you can find more information about Ron and who he is and what he does, as well as sample healings and a wealth of information and links to further your education about Creation Lightship, Ascension, heart-centered healing, mind energy, and all of the topics and subjects we'll cover on the show tonight. So thanks, everybody, for joining us, and thanks for clearing the date, Ron. And we did get a request to clear the phrase, I have a dream. So I don't know if we would clear those words or how we would clear that, but one listener wrote in and was wondering if we could maybe clear that tonight because it is Martin Luther King Day.
Okay, yeah. So this is like keywords that can connect to you. That's how they get you. They use words that recycle all the time. And then you're in the timelines of where they want to put you according to that particular vocabulary. So here we go. Or the meaning to the word. So let's clear that. I have a dream. Releasing that from you. Just see if your body changes. It might. So here we go. Releasing I have a dream. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that feels better, 7, 8, 9, 10 there. So that should feel good for you. Okie doke. So we'll turn it over to Elizabeth.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. That does feel better. And hopefully you have the light being up for peace energy during the show. And also, I should mention that if you'd like to send in a question, comment, or testimonial, or a reaction to any of these sample healings that Ron does on the show, you may do so by emailing us during the show at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if you prefer to send an anonymous question, you can do so by navigating to the chat link, which is on our BBS homepage, as well as Ron's website, Creation Lightship Healing. So while the show is live, there's a link at the top there, and that will take you to our chat feedback form at BBS, and you can just contact us through that link. It's about in the middle of the page there, so please feel free to utilize that as well. And if you have any questions, comments, or other wise testimonials, we would just ask if you keep it to around 3 sentences when sending them so we can read them on air if you would like to do that. So we did get a testimonial, Ron, from somebody who was on the Sunday call. And I should just point out really quick that all of the information about the healing intensives and ascension preparation, as well as any special calls Ron's doing, you can find that at the top of creationlightship.com. So this person was on the Sunday call, and they wrote, "Sunday's call was fantastic. My shoulder is much better. I can lift my arm over my head. My big toes are better, too. They have been cracking and moving. They were pretty frozen before. I also noticed that I have been walking not quite right and can feel the difference in where my feet land. This, I'm sure, will also improve my toes. Thanks, Ron."
Oh, that's great. I'm just thinking of words, you know, and we probably have all used Google.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to find words inside of words by breaking them up sometimes. So you got goo, so you know what goo could be, you know, and then means goo, then go. Goo go, right?
Wow.
So are they telling that the goo is coming onto you? So you're telling, you know, like, come on, goo, come on, come to me, you know, or is it like, uh-oh, goo's here, and we better go, you know, goo go, you know? Anyway, I don't know, you think of anything for Yahoo, you know? Maybe O-O at the end of it?
Well, yeah, double O words, Ron, have been a topic of conversation in the past.
Yep. So, anyway, if any of you have anything that's kind of similar, you might want to maybe send it to us. We could maybe just mention it. Remember, these things are Holly High things, in the words and the way it is, right? You dissect it, you can get a different meaning of what the word actually is.
Yes,
anyway.
And isn't it funny how Google has become so enmeshed into our vocabulary? Instead of saying "look it up," or you know, people say "Google it."
Yeah, it's in the glue, in the goo.
Yeah, and how no one really has to remember anything anymore because we're all using Google to just look everything up.
Yep. So, let's see what we can do on the highway. Okay, what can we heal on the highway?
So, actually, we're getting a lot of comments and questions about dreams, which is funny, and these were all submitted over the weekend, so it was prior to your clearing the phrase, "I have a dream," and as you know, one of the things we do talk about on the healing highway is timeline crashing. And if you're dreaming at night, you'd probably want to do timeline crashes on your dreams because that is usually an indication that you are out of your body and you're onto those timelines, and which you don't really want to be on. You want to be in the present moment. So someone is asking about incarnation, and they wrote, "So we are talking about dreams. So can we incarnate backwards and forwards? If we can dream forwards and backwards, we do not always go forward as we incarnate." So it kind of sounds to me like an upside-down timeline kind of a thing, maybe.
Yeah, typically most of your stuff is from the past because they need a record of you from your, let's see, from your recording record, right? Your recording of yourself, and that's memory. So they bring upon you situations from your memories, from your recordings that's inscribed and connected to you in your cellular memory and muscle memory and probably everything else that holds a memory with you. And then they put those onto movie scripts for you. And that's when you're living a physical life somewhere else. That's why they call you the New Age movement of you're a multidimensional being, because you are abducted onto these timelines and you don't really know about them. You know, you're still living there, but you may only have maybe a couple minute glimpse of what's going on. So you're not able to go into a different room in that alien movie theater to see what you're doing on thousands of these different events that you're living, because your thoughts bring you there. So you don't know what's happening. But yeah, as far as going into the future, remember, you do have a natal barcode, natal chart, and that more than likely is already prepared for you to live your life in the future from where you are right now. And then somewhere in that is a way to get you sick or hurt or something at the very final stage of your life that you're living here. And that would be your death barcode. So they give you situations and traumas and dramas and accidents to actually take you out so that you're no longer, you know, living here. But, yeah, you do have a future that they probably already pre-scripted for you. Just like we're seeing in the elections here, you know, and the stuff, you know, that's what's going on. That was already pre-scripted for the lady to come in, and we have now the man. So they already were running those programs, and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, that another program came in and validated, their program that they were having scripts for. So you can see that right before your eyes there. So that's what's going on. And it depends what energy you want to be connected to. That situation, I choose to be in the now where it doesn't relate to me. So that's the easiest way. I do watch things just to get information to help other people when I get on these calls and stuff. But other than that, who is there makes no difference to me because I'm not energetically connected to either one of those people or those groups and the corporation. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And I think a lot of people were anticipating one outcome and they were already living into that future when suddenly the program changed and nobody was really sure what to do. So that's why a lot of people were upset or they were protesting because their timeline, as you have said on the past shows, has kind of evaporated. So,
yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. It did evaporate, yeah.
Yeah, and no one was really
all their energy. If you notice, those people who wanted the female to come in had a lot of vested interest there, and they had their energies probably already in those timelines that were created. And that's probably why they're really upset, because they lost their life force energy. They gave it away to their future timelines. And so it'll take them a while to probably balance out. And anyway, I won't go too much into that, but that's one way to look at it, you know. So, and that happens to you when you have things happening in your dream state. You have energy going, leaking out of you to that. So hopefully you can connect some dots here. There's probably a lot more, that I could possibly talk about, but we'll just keep it real simple here. and just know that stuff that you're seeing before your eyes. And now what I heard is a lot of the performers don't want to be connected or going to that event to sing or whatever they do because they'll be blackballed by the organizations that the other ladies. So it puts them really in a strange space. And if they wanted to come, you know, they'll have their programming taken away from them. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and you know, all of this really, the word program really is so appropriate, because if you ever catch, you know, these figureheads without their program running, it's very interesting. And if somehow the teleprompter goes off or they can't read their script, they usually have a breakdown. And it's usually a very kind of funny, humorous, and sort of robotic process where they're struggling to get their program back. So you can see a lot of this stuff online, and it's kind of interesting when you realize what's really going on here. And, you know, I think there was one with not too long ago with one of the presidential people, and you could just kind of see they couldn't read the teleprompter, and they just kind of had a breakdown. So there's really a program running there. And I also wanted to mention, too, Ron was talking about the natal barcode removal for dreams. And I just wanted to read a little bit about that in case there's anybody who's brand new, who's listening. And all of these healings can be found at creationlightship.com. These are all heart-centered healings that work in the now, and you do them yourself via the computer. You would type in your name and can start, if you're looking for a place to start, you can always start with the free healings, and also check out the recommended healings on the left side there. But the natal barcode removal disconnects the alien dark side energetic controlling transmissions relating to names, date of birth, and time and place of birth from you in this lifetime. This includes many unseen and unknown influences affecting your life. So I think it's an Arabic phrase that says it is written. So all of this stuff was decided before you were born, and this is a way to kind of take back your freedom and your choice and to disconnect from these preordained, written, I guess, programs, we should call them since we're talking about programs, that were kind of decided before you were born. So that's, I guess, a way for you to say, hey, I didn't sign up for this. And you can clear all of your names, your birth name, your nickname, your married name, any other names you had in this lifetime, your date of birth, your name in your native language, or maybe you were given a different name if you didn't were a non-English speaker and were forced to come here and pick one. So it's a very thorough, very powerful clearing. And I'm just wondering if anybody out there would like to write in if they've done this and what their response and experience was. And speaking of robotic body movement, someone wrote in and said, under the alien attack removal clearing, under alien implants, there's a drop-down menu there with that option to clear robotic body movement. So thanks so much for letting us know about that. And somebody sent in Google subwords, Ron, and they said goo, G-O-O, and ogle, and that means eye, to stare at in a lecherous manner.
Okay, yeah. Right. I just wonder if anybody has...
And I'm going to put that in the...
Right.
What's that?
Baptism clearing. Maybe if somebody's done the baptism clearing, how do they feel afterwards? So that's where they basically, you give them your spirit to hang on to. Well, anyway, we'll just see if anybody has done that and how they have felt afterwards. We'll see if we get some comments. So,
yeah, I think it was back in the spring. We were all talking about this back in April. So if you want to go back and listen to the archives, I think you can go back that far and check out the shows. Let's see, would probably have been in, I would say, April, May, probably that month we were talking. This is a very heavy topic. And I think there was a program on April 9th that was discussed on BBS. And that was where Ron was talking about all the 00 words and how to clear them and why you should clear them. And that was all there, I think, on that program. So, or show, I should say. It's not really a program. So hopefully that's helpful to you if you are interested in this. And it seems to be coming back up again tonight. So I guess we should move on here to some more listener questions. And, okay, so this is a little bit different topic, Ron. Somebody wrote in and said, some years ago I took suggestions to keep money close to my body. Well, I lost the $350. But I am finding since then dollar bills on store floors. Are these dividends, interest from the aliens for the lost money?
Yeah, that's kind of a good one, just so they don't keep track of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're going to give you a landfall, a money fall here.
Oh.
Money from heaven. I wonder what they're doing with that $100 bill. Very interesting. Was it 100 or was it more than that? Did they say?
They said 350.
350. Oh. Well, they lost it. Holy cow. Well, I see if you can go back on the. Well, shit. It's probably already gone. Probably in somebody's stomach. You know. So anyway. Oh boy. And we don't have the technology right now where you could actually go back and, you know, redo that over again like they have on some of the movies, you know. You play your life and then you can fix the problem. But anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I'm not sure. I should also mention when we were talking about the natal barcode removal, there is also an alien baptism barcode clearing. And Ron, maybe you could talk a little bit about that. What is an alien baptism? And why would you need to clear that barcode? That's a clearing. I don't think we've really talked about that one a lot on the show.
I'd have to go into the clearing, see how I presented that.
It's just a $50 clearing, but okay. It doesn't say a whole lifetime, so I'm not sure. Let's see.
Got it. Yeah, that's the one that the aliens steal part of your spirit or all your spirit or your contract, you know, by having water put on you.
Oh.
Water.
Oh,
okay.
That's...
Or they dunk you in, depending on, you know, I guess your age. It makes everything in your body aligned to the church.
So it's kind of similar to the religion indoctrination clearing.
Much worse.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if anybody has done that clearing. I actually wasn't aware that we had that.
Why don't you give us a little jingle or, you know, let us know what it's like.
Okay, yeah.
You know, when we put it up, it was a pretty clearing to really waken people up once they did it. Oh, the church was controlling their spirit, and then along with that, the body too. So it's a major energetic cord you put on the body.
Wow! Yeah, it sounds like it. Changing subjects a little bit here. This is a really fascinating show. And I think that the subject of dreams is very interesting. Somebody else wrote in and said that the golden Merkaba healing energy yesterday on the call was awesome. And that is something that we don't usually get to experience. That was kind of special. And that was on the, let's see, that was on the call that Ron did yesterday. That was the first of a series of three calls. He does these every month. It's an eight-hour healing intensive. And they often are accompanied by many trips to the lightship, water charging, sample healings that work full strength on the calls. And you can find out more about those at the top of creationlightship.com. I should also mention that there's a special pin removal call coming up. And everyone really seems to like these. The next one will be Saturday, January 21st, and it's 2017. And it's only 2 hours, and it's just $20. So if you'd like to get on that, that's where Ron removes energetic pins from our entire bodies. And it's usually a wonderful experience for everybody, and we usually get lots of wonderful testimonials and comments after those that people feel a lot freer, they feel better in their bodies, deep pains and injuries usually end up going away after those calls, and people feel great relief from those. So if you'd like more information on that, you just have to click the link at the top of the page, and you'll be taken to the link where you can purchase that call. Okay, so let's move on here, and we have quite a few questions from the listeners, and thanks everybody for sending in your questions. Somebody was wondering if you could ask the aliens to bring the money back. And they wrote, I lost that amount when I got a money order. I made an error. And they would not accept it, and then they wouldn't let me redo it. I was furious. Can they do some kind of a reverse clearing for that? I'm not sure. I guess
I don't
try
know.
It.
Interesting.
Any further comments on that?
The energy is, but timeline crashes can do things that are beyond your imagination. So
yeah. Yeah, it's true. Timeline crashing is really remarkable, and it does take some doing and some commitment, but you can get unlimited timeline crashing for a week. And maybe like you have some time off or you have some downtime. I would say timeline crash 10 timelines, maybe on an emotion, like anger, and see how you feel. And you can also do it with a space-time crash. And then if you would do maybe 10 consecutive space-time clearings, sometimes it takes at least 10 or sometimes as many as 100 clearings. It all depends on your particular issues and your particular situation. So, Ron, maybe we could do one timeline for an emotion. We could crash for people.
Okay. I would guess think of one of your fears, because your fears are what can bring you into timelines very quickly. So think of a fear that you have.
Okay, great.
Oh.
Maybe the fear of losing money.
Yeah, that could be that. So here we go. So it's your own particular fear that you have. That could be a really common one for a lot of people. So here we go. Releasing that one timeline that you're thinking about, maybe visually seeing or whatever, but you're energetically connected to it. So here we go. Releasing one timeline, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See if you sense a little change. And back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's usually what happens. Fear brings us into timelines, and it brings us into emotion, and it gets us corded. So that's wonderful, and I hope everybody is feeling a little bit of relief from that. I know I am. So let's see. I just got a testimonial here. I know this past week prior to the weekend was very heavy for a lot of people, and hopefully you were able to get on maybe one or both of the weekend calls, and this listener was able to get on both, and they wrote in and said, Saturday and Sunday calls were completely excellent. The lay down and rest portions on the calls were super beneficial. By continually requesting what I needed and asking my body to accept the healing, my body was more absorbent and in sync with what was happening on the lightship. I also got inspiration for some products to get and simple remedies to do to assist myself with what I was requesting. Really effective. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds like it had a very positive effect on this listener. And I think a lot of maybe that heaviness that we were feeling on the week prior was maybe hopefully cleared out.
Yeah, today's been a pretty, tiring, slow day. Maybe it's being Martin Luther King's, day. Maybe that could be what it is. So let's just clear that in case that's hanging around here with the energy. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what happens is the aliens pick slash darkness, we'll say, picks days that everybody normally know about. Like Christmas would be a big day, okay, or maybe Thanksgiving. And then you have the different holidays. So it doesn't necessarily mean that because today is a holiday for Martin Luther King, that his energy is coming to you, causing maybe you to be tired. It's the fact that they're using that day that people tune into, because it would be a holiday, and governments and banks are closed, etc. And so they want to probably put out more energy to control the sheeple. This is a day that's kind of commonplace for everybody in this country. And just by having a situation of a day, instantly they can cord into that with the keyword like we talked about at the beginning of the program here. And at that point, they're transmitting stuff to you, maybe new energetic implants, maybe they're doing something with maybe chemtrails, maybe nanotechnology, maybe it's been in you for a long time and they push the button and now, you're responding to what they've already have done to you. So that's sort of how the keywords work. So they're just using the day here to maybe cause havoc with people. So back to you.
Oh, yeah, that's really true. And the word sheeple, it's very fitting because I think everyone immediately latches on to these sort of holidays and starts posting on social media and, trying to get likes and claiming this. And it's very tiring to see all that and look at all that. So a lot of people said that they are feeling better today and have better energy. Some people are feeling tired, and they think they may be catching up from all the healings that you did on Saturday and Sunday. Somebody else wrote in and said that they did do the baptism barcode removal about a year ago. And it's for people who have been hooked up to baptism or confirmation or any other sacraments they partook in. It's very beneficial and really releases a person from those old energies where the aliens in charge of the religion you were born into gets released. Wow, that is awesome. Thank you so much for sending that in.
Yep, very good. Oh, let's go into pets, I guess. I'll just do a clearing for pets. It would have to be probably, you know, your pets, if you know of a pet or animal or something. Let's just increase the life force energy, see if they behave differently for them. So, actually, they may not be listening to the program, so if you do have a pet or animal, maybe you have a rooster up in the backyard someplace and it's not in your house or whatever, and just think of it right now, and we'll give it some nice life force energy and just see if it behaves differently. Here we go. Sending that energy to your pets and animals. I'll only do one of those for you. We need to select something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just think of your pet or animal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time for this life force energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And I'll do one more, maybe a trauma clearing, because they, you know, do have that also. So let's do a trauma clearing for one of your pets or animals. You need to think of it again. Let's do the same one where you're not all over the map. And you can also do this if you have the clearings yourself. You know, you could do a clearing, like for fear. If you know your animal has fear, and you've done the fear clearing, you can do the animal for free. So here we go. Here, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, everybody, let's see what kind of comments we get if we have anybody, maybe either, you know, their cat or dog is just kind of wagging their tail or purring or something. So maybe the rooster's making some noise outside. Who knows? So back to you.
Yeah, depending on where you are in the world listening to the show, maybe they are. Wow, thanks, Ron. That was great. And I really appreciate that. And I'm sure everyone out there who has an animal with them does as well. That's one of the things that Ron is so generous with in taking the animals and pets up to the light ship every time we go. So hopefully they are feeling the wonderful, peaceful benefits of the healing energy and are doing really well. Okay, great. Thank you so much. So let's see here. We've got a couple new questions, actually. And someone is wondering if it's okay to come into 2017 or stay in 2016 yet.
I think I'm still in 2016, and I'm also in the future in 2017. So I'm in two places at once. So I'm actually in June, I believe. So, or it could be July. Anyway, but as I'm talking right now, I am locked into last year. Thought I wanted to get caught on this, the roller coaster ride of what's happening in January. Back to you.
Yeah, I know when you did the Plant Your Seeds of Intention for the New Year call a couple weeks ago, I think it was on the 7th, I felt like January was kind of difficult because I felt that maybe you shouldn't really make any big decisions and you should just kind of hang back and maybe try to get organized or take some time off and just kind of lay low. So hopefully if you do have the opportunity to do that, you can, and you're not kind of in this frenzied, forced timeline program that's been kind of running. And if you are, hopefully you are able to have access to the clearings and healings so that you can keep yourself centered and in the now and off of the emotional timelines that they all try to bring in at the beginning of the year. It's like, you know, people make resolutions and then they feel guilty for not keeping them, or maybe they don't and then they feel like they should have. So it's kind of a difficult time. So that's interesting, Ron. And I should mention, too, that if you are feeling low energy, you can always do the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy exercise. You can also do the Mind to Heart Drop. And you can also, I should say, listen to the archives, too, which are very wonderful and often have sample healings. And, Ron, the pet clearings that you did, will those work on an archive?
Yes, they will.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so let's see. I've got another question.
Yeah,
go
three
ahead.
Times on an archive, I should state that. So three times, they will work. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. So another listener had a question, and they're wondering if you're going to repeat the Heart Knots February conference calls.
Boy, I really don't know right now.
Okay, so we'll keep you posted on that. And someone, I think this is the same person actually, is asking the cultural races, I guess these are clearings that you did in September 2016, as today, deals with the African-American experience, and later in the month, Lunar New Year in many Asian nations. And since so many products come from there, are we on those timelines? So yes, February is Black History Month, and I guess the Lunar New Year is coming into play too. So I guess if you are feeling corded to these timelines, you'd probably want to do what, Ron? Timeline crash them?
Oh, you may want to do a like an object clearing on the website.
Okay.
But purchase, you know, in front of your computer and pay for the object clearing. That could be very beneficial to neutralize what's inside of the bottle. You want to... I don't know, it might be complicated, but maybe do a timeline crash for your particular bottle. There's a certain code on it, but I don't know. You know, the name of the product, maybe the manufacturer and the name could be beneficial possibly, but, you know, the object clearing should help get rid of some of those energies from the people. Remember, you're talking about, we're looking at people who made the product or packaged it or whatever, mixed the chemicals or whatever it was that's inside of that bottle. And we never really talk about that. But, you know, you may want to clean that. I did that, the alien skin little sample clearing for people. Well, not really a sample. We did the clearing, I think, on one of the conference calls. Get rid of the alien skin that people had who touched your clothing before you purchased it. Or, you know, maybe people tried stuff on. I won't say people tried it on it. Alien clones tried on the clothing, and now you have alien skin on your clothing. Well, we could ask that to see if anybody has felt a change for what they have done with your clothing. If anybody bought something at a secondhand store, maybe, or just even brand new off the shelf, and maybe 20 people have already tried it on until you got it, and, you know, how does that feel? I know you get more gallons that way. So
really?
Yep.
Gosh, you know, I used to work in a clothing shop, and it always used to kind of gross me out because you'd have to, you know, after everyone tried on the clothing, I mean, if they were a nice person, they usually would, you know, have manners and hang it up. But people would just leave clothes piled all over the floor, and then you'd have to just pick it up and put it back on the hanger and take it back out and give it to the next person to try on. So, yeah, I would recommend doing a thorough cleaning and also an object clearing if you feel particularly funky that day. Even Ron, I mean, your clothes could be affecting you and you don't even know it. You know,
true.
If you're feeling particularly off that day, could be what you're wearing.
Yep.
And you know, I think that the energy that goes into manufacture a lot of the clothes that are made overseas is probably very negative, and not I don't know if they're, you know, made in sweatshops or what's going on over there, but that could very well be the case. So if you're feeling affected by that, it might be a good idea, as Ron says, to do an object clearing. And I think that you did do that alien skin clearing on the Saturday call.
Hey. Long ways away.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. We are getting some comments and questions here in clsquestions@yahoo.com, and thanks for sending everybody. Somebody recommended the harmonic frequency clearing. I think that's Odd Harmonics. And they said it is so very helpful to stay in 2016 and also possibly the objects in your space and body.
That's great.
And somebody else said they're doing the alien baptism healing now and feeling freer and freer and very strong because I was baptized. Yeah, I think a lot of us were, and we didn't really have a choice about it. So hopefully you're able to...
I was thinking, you know, we talked about, you know, Google and Yahoo and everything else, you know, why they have, you know, don't know why they have the OOs in there, you know, but... you may want to do that free clearing, the alien keyword intercept, to get that energy unquartered from you. Remember, you look at it, and then you type in something, okay? So you're automatically quartered once you see that word, and you know where you're going to go to. So that program is working when you get into that entry box and start typing, as you're programmed at that point. You go to the box number one, and number two, you're probably also being programmed by what you're typing in and where you get directed to. Oh, wow. And another thing about clothing, you may want to, you know, before you put it on even, you know, wash it or something.
Oh, yeah, I would recommend it.
You don't know what the mindset of people are. I'll just make a little comment here. If you happen to be from, just say from Mexico, I don't mean to be picking on you, but I went into a store probably, must have been probably around 7 years ago or so when we were leaving from the LA Expo. This is on, it may have been the 405, I don't know, if, maybe it was the 5, either the 405 or the 5, but anyway, very last part of it going north, there's a few towns there before you climb up the hill. So on the right side, there's Ross's. So naturally, we had to go visit Ross's. So I pull over there and get into the parking lot and go in the store. And all of a sudden, I look and all the shelves, well, I won't say all, I'll just say 90% of the shelves are empty. And all the clothing from the shelves are stacked about 3 foot high on the ground. And they have a security guard there. And I said, you know, what happened here, you know? You know, he says, well, you know that this is a community of Mexicans, and they really despise Americans. And this is what's out of his mouth, and that they come in here, and they try all these clothes on, and because they don't like us, him being white, this is what they do. So we're here now working late every night, folding all these clothes, putting them back on the shelf. And I was like, I go, wow, you know? And he says, and they don't buy anything. They just come in because they want to, like, vacation at Ross's or try all these things on, and that's what they do.
Wow.
So that's, that was his thing. So I'm not trying to say that, you know, Mexicans are bad or evil or anything, but in his store, maybe that's where they all congregated, you know? But I was like...
Who knows, yeah.
Amazed. I mean, I couldn't believe it, you know, thought they had an earthquake. So anyway, back to you.
Yes, I've had similar experiences, Ron, with, you know, bored Caucasian rich housewives, so it's not just Mexicans.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that those clothing pieces now were on the floor. You don't know that if you go in there and buy one of them, okay? And you have to look at, you know, the situation is what was the mindset of the person when they tried it on, and what did they put into the clothing? Okay, so that's why I'm talking about, you know, clearing your clothing, whatever you purchase, because you don't know the energy around it, you know, that was brought into it from the person or many people who tried it on before you. Oh, very important to clean your clothing. Back to you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what would you do? You know, if you have a shop or something, you would probably have to do an object clearing on every piece, right?
Yeah, well, if you're a store owner, yeah, you probably are not going to want to do that, you know.
Right. Maybe you could do a space clearing on the whole store. Or, like, if you have a storage unit or whatever, do a space clearing on that.
Yeah.
That might help, because that would be pretty difficult, yeah.
Well, everybody does buy clothing, you know. So what I'm saying is, you know, where has it been? What's the mindset that's put into it? Just like the maybe the difference of beauty treatment bottles, potions and stuff or whatever, you know. You know, what's going on with that? Because you are picking up something. You know, people talk about going into restaurants and maybe the cook is having a bad day and the food doesn't taste quite right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
From that, but that's the whole process is, you know, how do you keep your body temple clean? Well, you need to watch what you do with it, how you bring stuff into it or on it.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people I know, they really don't like eating out because of that very reason.
Yep, uh-huh. So,
well, it's
we got our Saturday call, pin call coming up. Today's Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. We have our energetic cord release call. So here we go. Let's do a mind to heart drop, everybody. So you need to command your spirit out loud. That is, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And now what you do is count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okie doke. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, and thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.